Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. That's right, it's JR. I'm back. Been gone for a couple of days, but here I am. Congratulations. I'll pat myself on the back for that one. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Thank you so much to Dave for holding it down last night. And thank you to you. Yeah, you, wherever you're at, for listening all over North America. Are you at home? Are you on the road? Are you at work? I don't know what you're doing, but thank you for listening. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Unless, like the past couple of days, I just wasn't feeling all that great. But here I am. Somebody not feeling great tonight. The Philadelphia 76ers. They just lost about 30, 40 minutes ago. Sixers lost to the Celtics. Smashed. Not lost. They got smashed. 121-87. This was the return of Joel Embiid. We know he won the MVP last night. Joel Embiid comes back, and just the entire Sixers squad just gets brutalized. 121-87. The series is tied, 1-1. We'll get into that momentarily. It is Wednesday night, and so 1 hour from now, exactly 1 hour from now, I'm going to be bringing you a new top six list. So much going on in the world. I want to bring you a top six list full of positivity. And I'll share that with you. A little bit of a surprise that I'll bring next hour. Yeah, we want to be positive. Because in a few minutes, I'm not only going to talk about this beatdown that the Sixers got. That's a little negative, especially if you're in Philadelphia. If you're in New England, you're happy. And then we're going to talk about this idiot, Dylan Brooks. You know, it's been a busy week, a busy bunch of days. Last week, I was in Kansas City with Zach Gelb for the draft, and then I had to go to New York and WFAN, and I'm in D.C., and I'm back in Atlanta. And so it's been busy. And so I haven't really been here to get into the ass-whooping, the elimination of Memphis, the fall. Can I call it a fall of grace from Dylan Brooks? I don't know. But we'll get into it. Here's the deal, folks. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Before we get into this Dylan Brooks gentleman, I told you tonight Boston beat Philadelphia badly, 121-87. Embiid, in his return, finished with 15 points, 5 blocks, 3 rebounds. He only played 27 minutes. Malcolm Brogdon came off the bench, sixth man of the year for the Celtics, or for the entire NBA, matter of fact. He had 23 points, knocked down 6 threes. Jaylen Brown had 25 points, and Jason Tatum had an ugly game. Consider yourselves lucky if you're a Celtics fan. Only 7 points for Jason Tatum. 1 of 7 shooting, you know, wasn't really needed with this blowout. Finished the game with 19 points. That's it, okay? And if you want to look at the third quarter, that was really the difference in this game. 76ers, they were outscored in the third quarter 35-16. Yeah, there was nothing there. Doc Rivers, head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, former championship coach with the Boston Celtics, Doc Rivers. He talked about why their offense sucked tonight, and he said, yeah, we just got punched in the mouth.
We didn't move the ball. Offensively, we were pretty bad, but give them credit. I thought their ball pressure ate us up all night. I thought they pressured us. They denied us. They played in our airspace all game. You know, it's funny. We talked about it this morning. Talked about it before the game. But you can talk about intensity and force all you want. But when you get on the court and it's actually being applied to you, you have to be able to handle it. We didn't handle it very well tonight. Well, we'll be better.
They can't be this damn bad, right? Game three is going to be today is Wednesday. Sorry, folks, I'm a little rusty.
Actually, Jaylen Brown threw you off.
I'm sorry?
Jaylen Brown threw you off because he's the one that said tomorrow.
No. Well, game five is going to take place on Friday, Cinco de Mayo, down in Philadelphia. And so let's see how 76ers bounce back. Like, they can't get smacked like this again. It's unlikely. If you want to look at someone who probably had the worst night of all the Sixers, it's the dude who had a flashback game in game one from Monday. James Harden went from having 45 points in game one to having 12 points tonight. And it was even uglier than that. Okay, look, he was 2 of 14 from the field. James Harden was 8 of 10 from the free throw line. That's where he got all his damn points from. A horrible showing tonight for the 76ers. And Joel Embiid, we know he's not 100%. It's just going to be real interesting to see Joel Embiid get his MVP award on Friday night in Philadelphia and to see what type of bounce-back performance the Sixers can have against Boston, knowing that this guy, Embiid, is not at 100%. And so you heard Doc Rivers talk about how big and how much they got smashed tonight. And that's going to roll me directly into Dylan Brooks. You know, not having been here for the past few days. On Monday, we got the word, and it's no big shock. It came out in huge headlines for everybody to see. Under no circumstances, none, will the Memphis Grizzlies bring back Dylan Brooks. I'm like, whoa. Like, well, damn. What a way to make a statement, right? Free agency doesn't even occur. It doesn't even really start to pop off until after the NBA Finals. That's after June. This is almost 2 full months. You got all of May. You got all of next month. You got all of June. That's basically 2 months before anybody is thinking about free agency. But the Memphis Grizzlies wanted everybody to know out the gate, we don't want this guy back. And can you blame him? You would think under normal circumstances he would return, because earlier in the season, the Memphis Grizzlies offered him a contract extension that Dylan Brooks, who is 27 years old, he said no to. And then as the season continued on, Dylan Brooks didn't just become, well, let's just be clear, he became a jackass. He became more of one than he already was. Like when he was, smacking Gary Payton out of the air last year in the playoffs and broke his elbow. Like this year, when he decided to hit Donovan Mitchell in the groin and he was suspended for it. When he shoved a cameraman who was minding his damn business when he fell into the guy and then he shoved him to the ground. He had more technical fouls than anybody this season. 18, yeah, he had more than Draymond. He's beefing with Draymond Green. Draymond Green said the Grizzlies will never win anything with this dude, called him an idiot. And now Dylan Brooks knows that he is out of a job. Now, me, typically, you don't want to wish bad on anybody. I certainly don't and won't. But I'll tell you this much. I don't feel bad for no damn Dylan Brooks. This man made his bed, and now he has to lay down in it, okay? This man might as well have dug his professional grave, and now he's going to have to dig out of it just a little bit. And you want to know something? You can't do all that crap that you did. Be a second-round talent and then stink it up on the basketball court. Dylan Brooks, he sealed his fate when he started talking crap about LeBron and didn't back any of it up. You might recall, at the beginning of the series, said LeBron is old. I don't respect LeBron, the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Listen, man, you don't gotta like him. You can talk trash, but can you even play at a quarter of LeBron's level? Remember when this idiot said this?
There are some people, the Lakers are making that run, they get it to 14. You and LeBron have that exchange. There are people out there that say, maybe you shouldn't do that with one of the better players in the game. What were you thinking?
I don't care. He's old. You know what I mean? I was waiting for that. I was expecting him to do that game four, game five. He wanted to say something when I got my fourth foul. You know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
The idiot got kicked out of the next game for a low blow. You can argue whether or not he deserved it or not, but he kind of sealed his own fate. The idiot gets kicked out of a game, and now he's just completely ghost. 3 for 13 in one game. 1 from 5 from downtown. They're like, damn, he's building houses out here. 11 points. 4 of 11 from the field. Okay, you start moving to game 5. He was 3 of 15 from the field, 2 of 10 from downtown. Oh, my God. Stop shooting. Everything that you're throwing up is either a brick or it's a UFO. And then in the elimination game where they were beat by 40 points, you needed LeBron to give you, you need him to give you 40? He went 20-20 on your ass one game. And then he beat you by 40 to close things out. In that game, he shot 4 of 11. And then, you know, midway through, the media and the fans, they're making me out to be a villain. You're showing up to the arena wearing all these goofy-ass clothes. You're talking crap about LeBron. And you know what? That's nice if you could actually back any of it up, but you can't. And then you suck. And so let's kind of go in line here. You're arguing with Draymond Green. You're smacking dudes out of the air, breaking their bodies. Donovan Mitchell said the NBA hates your guts. Donovan Mitchell, who I've never seen lose his cool, Donovan Mitchell wants to fight you. You're shoving a cameraman doing his job on the side of the court. You got more technical fouls than anybody. You talk all this crap. And then you're saying the media made you to be a villain? I get it. What is this, an inferiority complex? He's 27 years old. He was a second-round pick. He had to fight his ass off to come out of Canada, to even be respected here. Going to play for the Ducks, second-round pick. He's like, oh, I got to prove myself. What do? Play defense, right? Tough guy. Shooting threes. Okay, I'm a 3-and-D guy. And now you're really making yourself to be a villain. Giving yourself an attitude. Trying to carve yourself out a niche. Well, you know what? Nothing is good if you can't back it up. And so after all that LeBron talk and all of his bricks, you know what he didn't want to do after the games? He didn't want to talk to the media. And so the NBA decided to fine this man $25,000 for not talking to the media in the playoffs. You talked all this crap, and then you ran away with your tail tucked between your damn legs. And then the Grizzlies, they put the final stamp on this and said, not having to, but putting this out there, we don't want you back. And I wonder why. Maybe it's after, you know, they were eliminated. You know, maybe after in his final season comments, maybe he doubled down on the stupidity by saying nonsense just like this when he was asked, hey, do you regret talking any of that trash?
It's just competition, it's competing. And most, you know, people are scared to compete. and that's why they get rattled or, you know, or, you know, feel some type of way when I, you know, play against them. It's because I'm trying to compete at the highest level I can. And, you know, that's the only way that, you know, I got into this league, got into this, you know, realm of where I'm at now. So, you know, I'm not going to change. I'm going to keep doing what I do and get better.
Well, I'm glad he said that part at the end, get better. You should get better and also shut up. Last time I checked, playing basketball, running your mouth, yeah, it's a part of the game. We know trash talk is a part of the game, part of sports, a part of life. People talk. I talk for a living. I don't even got to dribble a ball. But, man, your job, first and foremost, is to get the job done on the court. It was a basketball player. You might have heard of him. His name was Tim Duncan. You might have heard of another guy. His name was Kevin Garnett. Talks so much trash, and he don't play no more, and all he does is still talk trash. Kevin Garnett would tell you, it didn't matter what I said to Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan never paid me any attention. None whatsoever. And Tim Duncan, one of the greatest forwards of all time, you might say he might be the best of all time as a power forward, all he did was go out onto the court and bust ass and didn't say a word. And if he wanted to, he would be justified in saying so, because for the majority of the time, he was the best player on the court. Dylan Brooks, hey, grow up, man. The Grizzlies put it to you front and center. Under no circumstances do we want you back. Dylan Brooks, joining the team in 2017, was the longest tenured Grizzly. No more. And we know Draymond Green does a lot of talking. Draymond Green, he is a winner. And at the same time, Draymond Green predicted this. He said the Grizzlies will never win anything with yo ass on the squad. And the Grizzlies organization, they pretty much said the same thing. And I just got to tell you this, man. This is a lesson for a basketball player, a human being, anybody with a job, anybody getting ready to perform. Don't write checks that you cannot cash. Dylan Brooks here. He talked a lot of trash, talked a lot of crap, and now his ass is paying for it. I don't feel bad for the dude. Let's see what NBA team picks him up next year. I know there are a lot of jokes out there. Tons of jokes about Dylan Brooks having to learn Chinese or prepare to go over to the CBA. Ain't nobody in the NBA going to want him. I think he'll get a shot. Let's see where he plays. And hopefully this summertime he's just gone out and learned a lesson. Don't say anything that you can't back up. Because at the end of the day, you look like a fool. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Does anybody feel bad for this dude? Am I the only person who feels like he's getting what he deserves? I'll get to your calls on the other side. We'll get into that LeBron guy. He's having a epic battle here with Steph Curry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. It gives me some joy. And I appreciate all your insight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. The top of the hour in another 35 minutes or so. I'm going to give you a new top six list as I do every single Wednesday night. You know, last break we talked about Dillon Brooks and how the Memphis Grizzlies basically said, we don't want you no more. Under any circumstances, we don't want your ass back. And they let everybody know that, like, right after the season ended, even though free agency starts 2 months from now. I guess even the Grizzlies got sick and tired of him. And so we're going to go in a different direction at the top of the hour, give you a top six list of actually some positive stories in the world of sports. Instead of looking at it, well, I had to watch my mouth. Instead of looking at a jerk there like Dillon Brooks. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Greg, caller from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg? What do you think about Dillon Brooks?
Hey, JR, welcome back. Mr. Positive here.
Oh,
hey,
good.
I got to tell
good
you.
Good timing. Good timing, by the way, then.
Yes. Great. I love your brutal honesty about Brooks. Yeah, you poke the bear, and rightfully you get what you deserve. The question.
Yeah.
They're talking about the legacy, the GOAT. If Steph Curry usurps the GOAT, LeBrizzy James, if he wins this series, is it justified that you can claim that Steph is going to be in the debate with Jordan as opposed to LeBron? Did Tim Duncan win 5 championships, yes or no?
Yeah, he did, yes.
Okay, now, he's never really mentioned in the GOAT debate. I got to ask you, Mr. Agents of Inclusion, okay, why are we taking this, and everybody's doing it. I'm not, you know, pointing you out because I think it's a great, great conversation, but can we claim Steph being greater than LeBrizzy James because if he wins this series, can we?
Well,
help me.
What I'll do is, and thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. I'm going to answer you and address everything you said, okay?
Okay, buddy. Love you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good to be here. Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. And thank you for listening to the Agents of Inclusion podcast. I really appreciate that. As we highlight a lot of Special Olympics athletes who are even bigger heroes than I think LeBron or Steph Curry, any of these folks are. But here's the deal. Let me respond to you about Tim Duncan first. Tim Duncan doesn't get the love for a lot of the reasons that I mentioned last hour. Tim Duncan just showed up to work and bust ass. They called him the big fundamental. There was nothing sexy about Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan really did not speak. He was in commercials and stuff, but he wasn't a pitch man. He just played basketball. And he was happy to go back home and go swimming and watch Marvel comics and mind his damn business and do MMA. And so it's really tough to look at a big man and just go, oh, man, well, he's sexy in that space. So that's why Tim Duncan doesn't get the love there. Now, as it relates to Steph Curry, do I believe in any circumstance that Steph Curry, legacy-wise, you know, will beat or surpass LeBron James? No, I would not use the word surpass. Can I say equal in a different regard? Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to have a different career. You're not going to have two dudes who accomplish the same thing. Think about all these conversations that are had on a day-to-day basis in barbershops, on TV, online, here on the radio. Oh, my God, LeBron James and Michael Jordan and this and that. Michael Jordan has his own absolutely amazing career. LeBron James, he has an amazing career. It's still going on. He's going to have his own lane of accomplishments. LeBron James is going to be able to say, hey, I did things that Jordan didn't do. And we know, obviously, we've had 20 years without Michael Jordan now. We know everything that he did and did not do. And so greatness comes in so many different forms. And Steph Curry, I don't think he's jumping LeBron James in anything. He's building up his own case to say, man, I was, you know, y'all know I was awesome. And now, even at his age, he's like, I'm putting a cherry on top of every single thing that I'm doing. If he has more championships than LeBron, oh, yes, yeah, it's going to look pretty funky there. But to say that he's jumping him in regards to legacy, I don't think so, because there's so many other things that LeBron James has done. But here's also the fact. I think we got a whole lot of years left of Steph Curry. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is here in Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, JR, welcome back, man. I don't know who that last guy was, but he should be fired.
Whoa, what the hell are you talking about?
No, the last guy that replaced you, I don't know who that was. I know no one could replace you or Shep, but, you know, I don't know who that
person
was.
Don't got to be mean.
No. I'm just saying, he's not you.
Let's make fun of somebody else besides people that get a check from here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to talk about Dylan Brooks real quick. I'll make it quick. I know you got a lot of people. See, Dylan Brooks is trying to be someone he's not. Rodman was a headache, but he got 5 championships, and he did all those amazing things. And much of a headache he was, he backed it up. And you're absolutely right about that.
So do you think – what do you think is it in line for the future of Dylan Brooks?
I don't know. Maybe he could play overseas.
Oh.
Maybe the G League. But I don't think the NBA would take him back because, you know, he's – unless he plays for a coach like Phil Jackson or someone that could calm him down.
Oh, Phil Jackson was smoking that you-know-what. But anyway, I appreciate you for calling from Miami,
right,
man. Thank you.
Thanks. Good show. Great. Thanks.
No, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, Shep, there's going to be an NBA team that picks him up, right? Somebody's going to give him a chance? Has he painted himself that far out of the realm?
JR, he didn't shoot 40% in any of these 6 games. He was, a subpar defender. I mean, LeBron James in 4 of the 6 games shot 50% when he's supposed to be a LeBron stopper, and that's supposed to be the highlight of his game on defense. And LeBron, you know, went off for 20-20, the first time he's ever done that in his postseason career. Is he worth the headache, JR? No.
So what? Right? You think he's going to have to eat the humble pie out of the league for a year or so?
Look, I mean, Dwight Howard could still play.
He's in Taiwan, right?
Yeah, he could still play. Like, he was a legitimate factor on a championship squad, and then he still got burned for that Lakers team, you know, 2 years later, and then he was out of the league. Carmelo Anthony could still play.
Yeah, I
understand that he's never been a great defender, and certainly time will slow you down in that regard in that part of the game, and so Melo's no longer in the league. But if, you know, that's a legend. Carmelo Anthony is a legend, and he doesn't find himself in the NBA. Why? Because he doesn't fit into what teams are looking to do in terms of their identity. Dylan Brooks doesn't fit into anyone's identity because he's about himself, and when people push and press him back, he's a punk. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't face the media. He doesn't face the music, literally and figuratively. Why do you want that on your team?
I gotta say this, and I don't think I've said this about anybody on the radio before. Dylan Brooks will be the first time. Dylan Brooks don't have no balls, man. He don't have no brains. I know that. He don't have no cojones either. And that's an unfortunate fact. Like, if you're going to talk trash, just show up. Just say, yeah, he got the best of me. I shouldn't have said. Like, you have dug yourself such a deep hole. Now you stuck. You're in the hole, and the Grizzlies, they plucked you out of it and said, all right, they flung you across the field, man. Bill is calling from Green Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Bill.
How's it going, JR?
What's up?
Hey, so I'm glad Dylan Brooks, you know, got some of that humble pie from LeBron and the Lakers, but he absolutely is going to get another shot. He's a great defender. I mean, not this past series, but
he's pushing guys out the air. He is too, I guess.
Yeah, someone's going to give him another shot. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, everybody wants, and thank you, Bill. Yeah, everybody wants an agitator, right? But you actually want to win. Like, you want somebody to be a you know what buster, but you want to have success. One of our dudes, he just mentioned Dennis Rodman. Come on. Dennis Rodman didn't show up for practices, and they had to go find this dude. He rolled out of bed and said, hey, guys, here's 20 rebounds. He had the energy of a I don't know what. Well, maybe he was fueled by a lot of things. He also kicked the cameraman. He's one of the NBA's greatest players. And have a lick of offense. One of the NBA's greatest players because of his defense and rebounding, which is absolutely nuts. And he was tolerable because he helped them win when he actually played in the games. And so, yeah, I think Dylan Brooks will get a shot. But, I mean, damn. What a way to dig yourself a hole. Damon is here from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Damon.
How you doing, JR? Just calling. I agree with the last caller. I really believe he's going to get another shot. And I actually think he's going to play for the Lakers because he reminds me a lot of Draymond Green. He's an agitator. He's a good defender. He'll get you 8 to 10 to 12, 14 points, something like that. And for the fact that LeBron is getting older and AD ain't that dog, at least he got some kind of dog in him. Whether he's going to put the points on the board, he's going to be scrappy. So I truly believe, and he makes too much money.
But what do you mean he makes too much money? Who?
He probably makes at least $10 to $15 million that, I mean, plus it's guaranteed money, you know NBA.
Who are you referring to?
Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks, yes. Dylan Brooks just completed a three-year contract. He was paid approximately $35 million. He is now going to be a free agent. Dylan Brooks also turned down, and this is something he should also maybe smack himself for, with all the crap that he's done, he's cost himself some money. He's turned down a contract extension, and that's all good and great if you are going to, you know, maybe outperform your expectations and the team has to pay you more. He did the complete opposite. He said no to a contract extension. He continued being a complete you-know-what. And now they said, we don't want you anymore. And so wherever he goes, if LeBron James says, yeah, bring this idiot over to the Lakers, let's bring him on, he ain't going to make the same type of money. He's not going to have the same type of role. And, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. I think he'll be on an NBA team next season. But, man, you have maybe missed out on a good thing here. We know a big part of the Grizzlies' problems this past season was maturity, the maturity of Ja Morant, the maturity of this clown right here, Dylan Brooks, and now they're paying for it. And now he individually is going to pay for it. You're not Ja Morant, bro. If you had the talent of Ja Morant, you wouldn't have been given the boot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to go ahead and take a look at some of the most positive stories in the world of sports. I'm sorry, after talking about Dylan Brooks, we got to look at things on the positive side. I also remind you, you just heard this from Pete McCarthy, things not so positive tonight for the Philadelphia 76ers getting smashed 121 to 87. The Celtics just beat them up, okay? And let's see what they can do with the series tied 1-1 when they go back to Philadelphia or go to Philadelphia for game 3. That'll be the first game in a series taking place in Philly. It'll also be the night, this Friday night, that Joel Embiid will receive his MVP award in Philly that'll be pretty cool for him to go ahead and check out. We talked about Dylan Brooks and what his future may or may not look like in the NBA or elsewhere. But meanwhile, we got two teams that are still competing in the NBA right now, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. We know they played game one of their series last night. The Lakers came out on top, 117-112. Anthony Davis completely losing his mind. It's always good when you see him do this and just not be hurt or injured. 30 points, 23 rebounds. LeBron didn't have to carry the world. He was crap from three, 1 of 8. LeBron had 22 points, 11 rebounds. Russell poured in 19. Seems a lot of times you don't know what you're going to get out of D'Angelo Russell. And Steph Curry, who just said, here's 50 points, go home on Sunday to the Kings. He finished with 27. Klay had 25. And Jordan Poole, who knocked down 6 threes in the game. He had 21 points. He probably took the dumbest shot of the game. Late in the game, 10 seconds left on the clock. They got a chance here to take a three here, or at least take a two and foul. And he takes this ridiculous three, pretty deep. And they don't get the rebound, and that's pretty much all she wrote. And Steph Curry, who we know is just, if you forgot, one of the greatest closers, definitely the greatest shooter the league has ever seen. Steph Curry was asked about his teammate Jordan Poole's shot last night. And Steph Curry, we'll just take a listen to what he said.
For sure. I know he made 6 of them tonight. And we talked about a little bit about certain adjustments we need to make throughout the course of the game to keep creating good looks. But it was decisive. It was, you know, a shot he was open and flowing. Considering how they guard us on that possession, you know, trapping me at the half court, Draymond swinging it over to him, it's kind of in rhythm shot. You know, I'm sure he felt pretty good about it. That's why he shot it. There's no kind of, you know, regrets on that. It's just, you know, make or miss type situation. A lot of trust in him and his ability to put the ball in the basket.
Oh, okay. He doesn't sound too happy with the shot, regardless of what words are coming out of his mouth. Meanwhile, LeBron James, he talked about Anthony Davis. It'd be nice if he could do this more consistently. I mean, I'm not expecting him to do 30-20 every game, but just be an aggressive monster. This is what LeBron had to say about his teammate.
The Lakers franchise over the years, over the course of their existence, has always had dominant big men and dominant guys that have been a force at the rim. And, you know, that's why their jerseys are in the rafters. And AD will be up there when he's done playing. And you know, the number three will be up in the rafters.
Oh, well, I mean, damn, I guess so. We just retiring everybody's number. I told you, if they're going to retire Anthony Davis' number, it's not going to be in no rafters. They got to put a chalk outline underneath the basket, and then you paint the number three there. Everybody can remember Anthony Davis, where he pretty much is seen the most. It's on the ground,
on
the floor.
He's been better.
I'm sorry?
He's been better.
Yeah, he's been better.
Thank you.
But he got a little bit more to do before. Hey, let's just throw Anthony Davis up into the rafters. Like, come on, man. Why not? The Lakers, put me in the rafters. Why not? Hey, let's put an Anthony Davis statue outside. Like, come on. Let's park it here. Win another championship first. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lee is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Every time you talk about Anthony Davis and an outline on the basket, it just cracks me up, bro.
Well, I'm happy.
And anyways, LeBron James and the Lakers have really impressed me how they turned their season around.
Yeah.
I mean, they spent most of the season like under 500, and now they have a chance to go for a championship. I mean, I'm a Clippers fan, but I'm a SoCal fan through and through. So I immediately switched to the Lakers, and I just think they have a really good chance at doing this thing.
Okay. They do, Lee. And thank you for calling from San Diego. This is the cool part about the NBA playoffs right now. This is pretty open, man. There's not like one clear-cut team that you look at. Like every team has its pluses, its negatives, its minuses, positives, negatives. But there's not a team that you can look at and go, oh, my God, the absolutely overwhelming favorite. The lack of depth on the Suns right now is whooping them up, and Nuggets are smacking them around. 76ers not looking all that hot with or without Embiid. Can you expect anything out of them knowing that Embiid is not at 100%? Tatum only had 7 points tonight. It's kind of nuts. Tim is calling from Montgomery, Illinois. Go ahead, Tim.
JR, hey, buddy. Welcome back. Love you. Love your show. Was talking to Good Shepherd a few seconds ago. Good. And I kind of have a good idea for Dylan Brooks as far as his punishment. And Aaron Rodgers just came out of the gopher hole about a month ago. And I think Dylan needs to get that number of that place and go and check into that place for a couple of weeks and go think about some things, think about what he said, how he's really hurt his team, really disgraced his team by what he's done and his actions.
Right.
And I can tell you this right now, being 55 years old, if I was 27 pulling that type of jackass BS,
yeah.
Man, I'm sorry. I wouldn't be around, man. So he needs to go and think about some things.
Okay.
And he loves the game so much, then think about the game instead of shooting your mouth off and thinking to yourself. It's like he basically stepped into quicksand, JR.
He hasn't
gone all the way down, but I'll tell you what, man, he's grasping, and people aren't willing to help him out right now, but he needs to help him out. He needs to help himself out right now by just shutting his mouth
up. So, yeah, well, thank you, Tim, for calling from Montgomery. I agree with you. Now, it's a good idea. Maybe Dylan Brooks needs to go on a darkness retreat. Yeah, get the number from Rogers. Good idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to actually look at some positive stories in the world of sports. It's time for a new top six list. What's the best story? A positive one. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.